It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret. The 28th Annual Wisconsin Film Festival starts next week, bringing more than 130 films to screens all around Madison. That includes a screening of Wisconsin-born screenwriter Derek Kolstad's new movie, Normal, starring Bob Odenkirk, and Kolstad himself will be there for a Q&A after the movie. Normal is about an interim sheriff in the small Midwestern town of Normal, Minnesota.
Like a lot of small towns, it's half abandoned. The other half is nice, though. People seem friendly enough. They built themselves a real nice little setup here, considering how hard times are for most folks in the country right now. I don't know what their secret is, but I could do with a serving of it. Anyway, it's just for 8 weeks till they elect the new permanent lawman. My goal is to leave this town just the way I found it.
Easier said than done. There is a big secret, and the sheriff finds out that the whole town is armed to the teeth. Originally from Madison, Kolstad is best known for creating the John Wick action series. I talked with him earlier this month about his journey from Wisconsin to Hollywood and setting action movies in the Midwest. Well, before we visit Normal, Minnesota, I want to hear about your journey from Madison, Wisconsin, to being a big-picture screenwriter.
Well, to be honest, like when I was a little kid, I loved to read, and attached to the hip was movies. I'm 51, so I'm a child of the 80s. I didn't watch a lot of TV, but I watched every movie I could. And a definitive moment for me was late at night, PBS, Channel 21, used to play uncut R-rated noir from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. So I saw movies like A Spy Who Came In From the Cold way too young, right? But my parents always encouraged me in my love of movies and love of books. I wrote my first screenplay when I was 11, 12 on a series of yellow notepads. Mom gave me notes, which I thought were really cruel. I found them later and realized, no, Mom was being very, very sweet, very, very, very comforting and encouraging.
Well, I got to ask, what was that first screenplay about?
You know, to be honest, at the time, I read a lot of Alistair MacLean. I love Tom Clancy. You know, when John Gardner took over for Ian Fleming with Bond. And so everything was, the way I describe it, it was dinner theater, you know, because it wasn't my voice. I don't really remember the story. It's always been an action thriller type thing. But that's the thing about writing is some people right out the gate find their voice, and it took me a while. Hollywood at the time was like going to Mars, you know, pre-internet. Even now, it's a long ways away. But I went to a family company after college, went to Chicago to work for Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends and Influence People. My little brother called me one day and asked me how I was doing, and I just started crying because I knew I had to come out and fail at this. You're always ready for failure. You're never ready for success. And so I drove out here in 99, 2000 and slept on a friend from kindergarten's couch for 2 years, and I was a 15-year overnight success.
And one of the big turning points was the John Wick franchise. We've reported on this at WPR. The origin of the name of John Wick is from here in Wisconsin. Tell us the story.
A lot of times in screenplays, you know, the character's name is on the page. You don't often hear it. But when I wrote John Wick, it was originally entitled Scorn. I am not a title guy. But I named the main character John Wick. And his wife was Helen Wick, and those are my grandparents who started Wick Building Systems out in Mazomanie, Wisconsin. And by the way, the reason it was called John Wick is because in all the interviews before the movie came out, Keanu just kept referring to the movie as John Wick. So we had a bunch of free press already about that name, right? Now, the funniest thing about the movie is my grandfather was very proud and very happy for me, but he took me aside and he's like, just so you know, I'm so happy for you. I love the trailers, but... I said to myself a long time ago, I'm not going to watch any more R-rated movies. And I was like, oh, okay, what was the last one? He said, I took your grandmother to see the movie The Piano. And I'm like, oh, that's a lot of Harvey Keitel, man. But he was always just thrilled with it because the most important thing to my grandfather was looking at his kids and his grandkids and his great-grandkids and encouraging them to do what they love. And this is what I loved. And he was thrilled that it worked out, you know?
I want to ask a screenwriter question when it comes to action movies, which seems like your main genre.
when you write a fight sequence, you know that's going to be translated by a director and the actors and the stunt people and fight choreographers and so on. How much roadmap do you give them? How much do you try to convey, I want it to look like this, or I want the narrative to go like this, versus a fight happens, this guy wins?
Well, I'd say I'd also step back one point, too, is that if you just set out to write an action movie, you're doing it wrong. Mm-hmm. I mean, ultimately, that's where I'm going, is pure genre. But like, you got to give a crap about the character. Like when you think of all of our favorite movies, you love the main character and you want them to win. So that's first and foremost. But when it comes to writing out the action, it's for the read. I love looking at an action sequence like a three-act structure. And in work with Bob Odenkirk, he looked at action sequences as a sketch comedy. They're the same length, they have the same heartbeat. And so I'll often describe the first 1 to 5 moves or strikes or kills really detailed. But then the second act in the middle, I just kind of go, look, he's a whirling dervish of death and destruction. He gives as good as he gets, death by 1,000 cuts, just kind of things that in your mind's eye, you begin to just kind of sing along with. And then you end with that exclamation point. But by the time that first round is for the actors and for the director and for the executives, by the time it's real and it goes to the second unit and all the stunt crews and fight choreographers, they see the tone, the feel, the appeal, of what I'm trying to do there. And my thing, especially as I've moved into producing, is to tell them, dude, bring your A game, surprise me, let's have fun. Because honestly, we're all iron sharpens iron, and at the end of the day, the best idea wins, But it does thrill me the number of times in a movie where something I've written on the page, action-wise, is there. That's the one I'm cackling at,
Now, when I think of the original John Wick, I think of a lot of the fights happening in an urban setting. Well, now with Normal, and actually going back to Nobody 2, which takes place in Wisconsin, Normal is a small town in Minnesota. Bob Odenkirk, a Midwestern guy from Illinois, I think. What was it that made you want to bring action to us here in the Midwest?
I love the movie Bad Day at Black Rock with Spencer Tracy. And so that's where the idea began. And then huge fan of Stepford Wives, and I loved Hot Fuzz. And just the idea of going back to even Rio Bravo and some of those Westerns from the 50s, just the whole idea that there was a secret and that you think one person is in on it, and only to realize that no, everyone's in on it, that kind of thing. And so I actually wrote the first story, like a 12-page treatment, on the set of the first Nobody. We just kept talking about it over the years. And then it wasn't until one day where Bob called me after I sent over like, hey, here's 3 blurbs of stuff I'm doing. One of which was Normal. He's like, that one. And we cracked the story together. I went off to write it. To be honest, what I love about growing up in Madison and traveling throughout the state and having family in Wisconsin Rapids and up in Superior is you always drive by that one like yarn barn or antique store and you're like, how is that still in business, right? And you always wonder if there's some kind of illicit kind of criminal empire behind the horn rimmed glasses of that old lady.
You kind of situate your setting, Normal, in Minnesota in this case, with a common story in the Midwest. This is, we hear the characters say, this is a struggling downtown. And in this case, maybe that makes some people willing to bend the rules to help it out. But it definitely had that feel of a Midwestern town. And I've talked to, mayors and locals in a lot of communities that are facing tough decisions because of the economic circumstances facing downtown. This isn't like a message movie necessarily, but you are telling an economic story about the Midwest. Why was that important for you to get in there?
Because, that's where all of my family, my extended family, is from and still is. When we visit them, or when they visit us, one of the things that they're always amazed by is you can do Grubhub, right? Because a lot of places where they live, like my Uncle Ken and his farm, it's like, do you want to go to that bar or pick up a hot now at the gas station, right? But at the same time, I have a special love for those little hole-in-the-wall diners that every farmer shows up at 5 o'clock in the morning to get their usual at. And everything I do is a love letter to the movies that came before me. This is a little bit of nostalgia for when I visit Uncle Russ, where we go and eat and where we drive around is Normal. Like everything is kind of like Normal Minnesota.
You're going to be speaking at the Wisconsin Film Festival. That'll include young people, students. What do you say to inspire young people when they're pursuing a creative life? Maybe not as a Hollywood screenwriter, but whatever it might be.
come the end of it, like, you do it because you love it. I mean, before this was a paying career, it was that thing that when my friends went out on a Friday night, I'd stay in and I'd write for 3 or 4 hours because it was important to me. I had stories to tell and I needed them on paper. And I, at the time, was dreaming that this is what I could do for a living. And I love what I do. But I also recognize, especially nowadays, I'm blessed to have this job, right? I worked hard to get here, but I have to work harder to stay here. And yet, I think the thing that is most important is that you do it for you. And then in regards to that, one of the things that I remember my grandpa John Wick always saying is the two hardest things to say in life are no and I don't know. I don't know is really easy for me, but no in all those life's decisions is tough, because even with the success of John Wick, projects came my way that were tempting, but I wasn't the right fit. You got to say no. And even with all the technology and AI just kind of at the forefront or the back of everyone's head, again, not to reiterate the point or drive it too far home, do it because you love it and you want to share it with someone. We all want to have some kind of poem for our tribe, you know?
Derek, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
Pleasure, man. Thank you so much.
Derek Kolstad is a screenwriter and producer from Madison. He created and wrote the iconic John Wick action series. He'll be speaking at a screening of his new film, Normal, at the Wisconsin Film Festival on April 11th. Now for a preview of the rest of the festival, we'll hear from Mike King, artistic director at the Wisconsin Film Festival. Kate Archer-Kent talked to him last week.
We have heard from Derek, a filmmaker from Wisconsin. You have an entire category in the festival called Wisconsin's Own. What can people expect?
It's amazing, the Wisconsin's Own program, because it really runs the gamut of all kinds of cinema, and it's really inspiring to see all the kinds of movies that are made in our state by amateur filmmakers or people who've been making movies for a long time. We have experimental films, narrative features, really important documentaries, and, you know, these will be the people who are the next Derek Kolstad.
Hmm. And they make these films all over the state. We just might not be aware of it.
Absolutely.
Until a film festival.
Right. This is their chance to kind of share what they've been working on, and it's really an amazing experience. A lot of these will be world premieres for these filmmakers, and it's exciting for them to get to, you know, present what they've been working on all this time with a really receptive audience here at the festival.
And often they present in person.
Oh, yeah. Many of the Wisconsin's Own programs have guests, and it's really nice because we'll have a, you know, for shorts program, there'll be a lot of guests, and they can all start talking to each other up there. And it's a kind of a, you know, it makes you feel like there's really cool stuff happening in this state.
The festival, it has a lot of these world premieres, these brand new films for people to see, but there's also options stretching all the way back to the beginning of movies. Can you talk about the range of offerings?
Yeah, we're really dedicated to showing all kinds of cinema. So we have a couple of silent films that we're showing with live accompaniment. We have classic films in 3D. We show a lot of movies on 35mm, the original film format. So we really try and present the entire breadth of cinema and give people the chance to go from a movie made 100 years ago to a movie that just premiered last week at South by Southwest.
What do you like to see in that range?
Well, you know, I think the range is what I like to see. You know, I like the experience of being able to bask in all of this great cinema, you know, and there's movies that I'm excited about. For instance, we have this incredible new restoration of a Bollywood classic called Sholay that is one of the most important Bollywood films ever. It's extremely entertaining, and we're going to be bringing the new restoration to the closing day of the festival.
I bet that will be so colorful and vibrant and beautiful.
It's going to be a blast.
Why should someone go to a film festival like this one versus streaming a movie at home?
Well, I think one of the things that the festival really offers is an audience to share this experience with. You know, comedies are funnier when you watch it with hundreds of people who are all keyed in at the same time. Scary movies are scarier. It just kind of, the festival creates this environment where it enhances the films.
Mm-hmm. If someone has never been to your film festival, do you have any tips or advice on deciding which of these movies to see? Because there are a lot to choose from.
We do bring a lot of movies. I mean, you know, when I attend a festival, the first easiest way would just be to say, well, when can I go? You know, look at the schedule and say, I can go on Saturday night. Here's what's playing. That could be an easy way to narrow it down. But I would also say we have our big theater at the Barrymore, and those tend to be the films that we think maybe have the most sort of broad appeal. So maybe if you're just dipping your toe in, that could be a good place to start.
Yeah, yeah. At this point in the preparation, what does an artistic director do now that you have this whole lineup in place?
Right. I mean, honestly, my particular work, really kind of getting the guide out, feels almost like the main part of the festival to me. Putting this whole lineup together, getting all these guests to agree to come, assembling all the different components. And now it's just kind of getting people excited about it. And fortunately, here in Madison, they really are. A lot of our screenings sell really, really well. And in fact, some of the films you might, if you go online and try and get tickets, might say rush only, which is our way of saying sold out. And I wouldn't be deterred because we do have a rush line. So anyone can come up to the festival at any of those screenings, and we do let people in for people who tickets that still become available on the day of.
Mike, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Mike King is the artistic director at the Wisconsin Film Festival, which runs from April 9th to 16th in Madison. Earlier, we heard from Derek Kolstad, a screenwriter from Madison who created the John Wick action series. He'll be speaking at a screening of his new film, Normal, at the Wisconsin Film Festival on April 11th.